It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, July 27th. I'm Patricia Naft. Region 10, an intergovernmental agency that represents most of the KVNF listening area, made their pitch for grant money to support high-speed fiber optic internet. The plan for fiber optic on the Western Slope has been in the works for a while, and as Region 10's Michelle Haynes says, the Department of Local Affairs is keen to support rural internet.
DOLA this year, recognizing how important broadband is to our rural communities for economic development, schools, health, all those things that we now use the internet for, set aside $20 million in funding for rural communities to help improve their broadband services.
Last year, DOLA gave Region 10 $100,000 to create a plan. That plan is almost finished, and now they're asking DOLA for $5.2 million to implement it. Their pitch to DOLA is comprised of two main phases. Phase one would set up a fiber optic network through the Delta Montrose Electric Association, first to schools and hospitals, then to private providers. In phase two, that network would reach out to the Region 10 counties that DMEA doesn't serve, Gunnison, Hinsdale, Ouray, and San Miguel counties. They expect to find out if they got the $5 million next month. The Honorable Scott Erickson, the county judge for San Miguel County, passed away last week. Erickson had been at the post since 2012, but was also the municipal judge for Ophir, Rico, as well as a deputy municipal judge for Telluride. The 7th Judicial District is searching for his replacement. This year has been a difficult one for fruit growers on the Western Slope. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
As fruit picking season develops, the realities of the weather we've seen are evident. Steve Ela runs Ela Family Farms in Hotchkiss in the North Fork area. Standing out in his orchard, he knows this year was unusual.
It's a crazy year. As many people in the North Fork Valley know, we had a number of hard freezes, but one night in particular that really hurt all the North Fork and Cedar Edge growers. That night pretty well took out our whole apple crop. We maybe have a 5% apple crop this year. Took out most of our pear crop, and also about 5%. We have a handful of plums, and our peach crop is really variable. I'm guessing we have about a 25 to 30% crop overall. But within that, some varieties have an 80% crop, and some varieties have nothing.
Most of his trees bloomed 3 weeks early, thanks to the early spring. Normally, this would mean fruits 3 weeks early, but the cool, wet period we've been in has slowed the process. Everything's off, and he can't exactly predict when he'll be ready to pick the fruit.
All our marketing is based around when we can start picking, and especially with perishable crops like peaches or cherries or anything, it's very difficult to wait to start picking and then really work on your marketing, because then you're always behind the gun. So you're always working a week after you pick things. And what we really need to be doing is having stuff picked and shipped right away. That's going to be the best quality.
The moisture is also spreading mildew and fungal infections around the fruit. The wet is definitely unusual. I talked to Joe Ramey at the Grand Junction branch of the National Weather Service.
So far, we've had 7.54 inches of precipitation officially here at the Grand Junction Airport, and that's 2.84 above normal. Last year, just as an example, up to this date, we'd had less than 4 inches of rain. So we're nearly double what we were last year.
Ramey is quick to point out, though, that a normal year is actually rare.
What I like to say about climate, though, here in Western Colorado is that we never experience average conditions. You know, we have what we call climatological averages, 30 years averaged together, and all those 30 years are wacky. You know, they're dry, they're wet, they're hot, they're cold. We average those together, we get this thing we call climatological average, and very few of those years actually look like that average, if that makes sense.
Within that crazy noise of data, the warming climate is changing things, affecting the whirlwind of weather the Western Slope is used to. If you've noticed unusual things this year, if you have questions about the natural world, let us know at icchange.org. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Investigators have cleared two police officers after a fatal shooting near Dinosaur earlier this year. Colorado Parks and Wildlife Officer Nathan Martinez and Moffat County Sheriff's Deputy Brent Schock were allegedly disarmed by two individuals during a traffic stop. The officers escaped and fatally shot one of the individuals, James Damon. The officers were found to be justified in the use of force. The surviving individual, Georgie Hand, is charged with attempted murder, kidnapping, aggravated robbery, menacing, trespass, and disarming a peace officer. A program to encourage the adoption of solar power in the North Fork area is wrapping up this month. KVNF's Laura Pomisano talks with Pete Mueller with Solar Energy International about their project, Solarize the North Fork.
What is the mission of Solarize the North Fork Valley?
Solarize the North Fork Valley is an initiative to boost the solar economy in the North Fork Valley. So what we've done is held a 3-month educational campaign. All the events have been open to the public for any interested party to come and learn about it, what it means to go solar. The mission then is to, one, get solar on more residences and small businesses, but then also grow the market for jobs in the solar industry here.
I know through the program you offer remote site assessments, and that is the way to kind of tell people how they would get solar on their home and give them an energy audit. How many people have gone through that process, and how many have gone on to be interested in getting solar perhaps for their roof?
Within the program, we had 66 registered participants. Of that 66, 41 turned out to lead on to a remote site assessment. And a remote site assessment is a collection of their annual average energy usage. With that data, we can project the size and cost of a solar array for their home or business.
And under the Solarize program, people were able to get rebates. What are those rebate tiers?
Once we collectively generated 50 kilowatts of solar, all the participants would receive 5 cents per watt installed rebate, which for an average house amounts to about $250 of the overall price. And then the second tier is once we sell 100 kilowatts of solar, then 15 cents per watt installed would be kicked back from your purchase price, which then would equate to about $750.
Thank you for your time, Pete.
Thank you, Laura.
That was Pete Mueller talking with KVNF's Laura Pomisano. The program's deadline is this Friday. Stay tuned for the Monday morning music mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.